It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick.
I have Jalen on the line here for the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty good so far, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. Seeing a lot of people are hitting it pretty hard the last couple of days trying to try to get ahead of the snowstorm. I know I talked to a few farmers who are trying to get as much done as possible. Some said that they may just have to wait because the corn's still too wet. What kind of things are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of everything. You know, we've had, it seems like, about everything we could have here this fall. You know, a delayed start. We had rain and wind and then warm weather, and now we're waiting for a snowstorm. So, yeah, it's been a busy couple days here trying to make a big push, like you said, before the potential weather comes in tonight. So, but otherwise, the corn moisture seems to be coming, you know, after last week and last weekend, it seems like the moisture has been coming down to at least manageable levels for the most part. So,
all right. So what are we looking at this week?
Yeah, you know, as far as the trade, you know, corn and soybean trade, it's been rather slow this week, you know, kind of pretty choppy here, up and down. But, you know, I guess I'd rather take, you know, in the gut slot of harvest here, the tail end of bean harvest and the, you know, a really busy corn harvest week here nationwide. If corn can hold in there and beans can, you know, kind of drift sideways as well, you know, we'll take it this time of year. Seasonally, you get here, there's a lot of grain sold off the combines, especially on a good crop year, right around these couple weeks. So if we can just keep in a sideways pattern here, I'd take it as a win for right now. You know, this morning here, news this morning, I guess, the main thing going right now is, again, good demand this week, good export sales, way above expectations on beans and actually above expectations on corn as well. And wheat sales were right in there as expected. So, you know, it seems like week after week we're finding this good demand and keeping at least a bottom under this market through harvest, and that's just going to help us going forward. You know, it'll help us not have to play catch-up on the balance sheets, you know, trying to find demand here in the winter as South America moves along with their crop. So, and, you know, talking about South America, we're kind of moving into that point here. The next couple weeks, attention is still on us with where our yields are shaken out and things like that. But South American weather is becoming, you know, more and more important by the week as well. Brazil, if you look at the Brazilian soybean crop, about 20% planted here at the start of this week, last weekend. And last year at this time, we were at 29%. So a little bit behind last year, but right on average. Average is about 19%. Now, that varies a lot by states. The southern states are significantly further ahead. You know, they've had more mild weather, I guess. Hasn't been so volatile as the central northern states there. So they are rolling along pretty well. Your main state, Mato Grosso, they're only 25% planted compared to about 43 last year and a few points behind average as well. You know, your southern states that have a lot planted, they're expected to get some significant heavy rains here this weekend over the next few days. So that'll be, you know, maybe something the market will keep an eye on if they can keep their beans from drowning out and having to replant them or huge planting delays, you know, they should be fine. But if it gets a little excessive, you know, the market will take notice with planting, you know, a little behind normal down there. They have about till the third week of November to safely plant their beans. The thing with it, though, is the further you get into November, the better chance you have that they're not going to plant second crop corn, or if they do plant second crop corn, the risk for yield loss, you know, during the dry season is way more significant. So that's something to watch. You know, that's why corn is trading on that as well, you know, as we go forward. So,
all right, so looking forward, what are we going
to
see?
Looking forward, you know, we'll watch, it'll be interesting here to watch the fund position. We haven't talked about that in a little while, but they're actually building a pretty decent long in the beans, and corn is actually drifting shorter about over 150,000 contracts short, while beans are nearing up on 70,000 long. So, you know, two opposite ends of the spectrum there. We'll see if they can converge or if something can break loose. You know, if we can get post-harvest and corn can start shoring that position up, that'll be something to watch on your weekly reports there on Friday afternoons. Other than that, you know, December corn, we really need a close over 353.5 here. If we can get a close over 353.5, then you're moving up to the, you know, your potential to move up to the next level, you know, around the 360, mid-360s area, which, you know, is a start. You know, it's a start for us here. Beans, November contract is going to go off the board there next Monday. Most of your local elevators will be under the January, so take note of that. And your true resistance in January beans is going to be about 10.04¾. That was last Friday's high there. And if we can get over that, then you're moving up to the, you know, 10.25 range, 10.25 range there on beans. So those will be areas to watch going forward, Dustin.
All right. We will talk to you again next week and see where things are at and get an update from you.
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jalen. That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.